Negrita. Here are your brown palms on chipped bowls sealed with gum and filled with glittering blue beads. Here is a spray of rain and coconut to unravel the weaving on the scalp of the girl between your knees in front of the radio. With oil, the unraveling happens within the hour. There is no without. Unraveling cannot be done dry. Unraveling cannot be done quietly or quickly, not when the raveling occurs in fried chicken on front porches, collards and potato salad at the children's table, paper cups for rum and punch, and grown folks dancing cheek to cheek, ceiling fans, no air conditioning, gum popping, eyes rolling and music like a stain seeping into the furniture, into the braids. No, unraveling cannot be done quickly or quietly or in the morning or without rest or without water. Here is the river of your girlhood in your pocket full of throwing stones, your brown calves in the drinking water. Here is time hooking its fingers under the horizon and holding the riverbank after a generation of stillness, a little Nile, an infant flood drowning on itself in the wild, in the house yellow as your sister and her children, providing no shelter in the summer from the Lord's blind spot, while white men watch calves curve at the knee to bend brown hands into the trinket. Here are your two hands and your black face in the river, baby fat on your cheeks calling you alligator bait. Here is your mouth spitting watermelon seeds because your mother told you if you swallowed them, you'd grow a melon in your belly. Here is your legacy of blood and survival making ripples in the drinking water.